So here's a little game we call 85 years ago. Imagine that 85 years ago, you could have invested $10,000 in any of the stocks of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is a silly name because most of the stocks have nothing to do with industrial companies, but that's what it's called. Which one would you have chosen? Now, here's the kicker. You look at this list and you think, well, Nike, Microsoft, they weren't around 85 years ago. Apple certainly wasn't around 85 years ago. Well, what you would have done is purchase the stock that came before that company. Because what Dow Jones Industrial Average, what Dow Jones, the company that publishes the Wall Street Journal, but now it's the S&P 500 folks. The Standard & Poor's are the ones who actually run the list. What they do is from time to time, they look at a company and they say, well, you know what? This company is sort of past its prime and it's time now to replace it with something new. So for example, Walmart. If you go to the bottom of the list, Walmart wasn't around 85 years ago, but Woolworths was. And you think, who is Woolworth? Well, they're still around. You go down to Mexico, you'll see Woolworths. They're like a Target, a small Target department store. And they're still in the United States, but what's left of them in the United States is called the Foot Locker. Right, yes, the Foot Locker. So if you had chosen Walmart, if you choose Walmart, that means you would have purchased Woolworth 85 years ago, and then in 1997, sold your Woolworth stock and bought Walmart. So it's not real money, so don't worry. Who do you choose? Okay, you ready to peek? Hope you didn't peek before you chose. So now let's go look at the results. So how did you do? Well, it turns out, folks, even in hindsight, it is difficult to choose which companies will do well and which will do poorly. The stock that did the best out of the 30 Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks made their money selling toothpaste, shampoo, diapers, razors, and soap. That's Procter & Gamble, Tide, and Crest, and Pampers, and Charmin. Right, exactly. Things that people use every day. Now, go down to the bottom of the list. Cisco. Who are they? Well, they make internet equipment, right? But it's not Cisco's fault. No, it's not Cisco's fault that they did so poorly. What happened? Well, Cisco replaced General Motors in 2009, the old General Motors, when they were already in bankruptcy. Exactly. So can stocks make us very wealthy? Sure, especially if we invest in companies that sell things that people buy every day. Can they make us sad? Yeah, you would have done better with your $10,000 just putting it into a savings account. But again, if we choose wisely, tilt our results towards companies that have their roots deep in the economy, then the next 85 years should reward us well, and hopefully a lot sooner, as we saw with the mutual fund illustrations. See ya!